This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. When driving, we're used to looking for impaired drivers or those using their phone, but it can be just as dangerous to drive when you're sleepy. That's the finding of a study done by in-vehicle dash cam analysis of more than 700 crashes. That study was done by the AAA. Safety consultant Matt Nasworthy joins us now. Something more which we need to be aware when it comes to driving.
Absolutely, and it's underreported. Unfortunately, what we found through the study that the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety did was that what's going on out there isn't necessarily what's making it to police reports. Police are estimating, you know, that it's 1 to 2% of the crashes out there, and we're actually finding that it's closer to around 10%. So that's a big jump.
Sometimes when you start out, you don't feel tired, but boy, it sure can come up awful fast.
Yeah, that's true. You know, you get on especially those long, winding roads where traffic may not even be as heavy. It's just you and the road. It could definitely lead to that. That's why one of the things that we recommend that you take a break at least every 2 hours. You know, just give yourself a chance to step out of the car, get some fresh air, and you know, a little change of scenery so you don't get so bored with what you're seeing in front of you.
Right. Maybe get a cup of coffee and hang
out.
Yeah. I travel with a dog, so I usually have to stop and let the dog out.
Oh, there you go. That's a perfect reminder. Yeah, I mean, the biggest problem we find with this sort of thing is just people, A, they're not getting enough sleep. You know, they're not getting the recommended minimum of 7 hours of sleep a night. And when you don't do that, even just for an hour or two, you definitely can multiply the risk of a crash for sure. The other thing is sometimes people will try to, you know, especially on road trips and stuff like that, they'll be, oh, well, I'll leave when the traffic isn't as heavy, you know, real early in the morning or maybe at night when normally they would be settling down or sleeping. And if your body's used to one thing and you're making it do something else, that's just going to cause problems.
So what do we do when that happens? We're on the road, we're getting tired. How do we stop it?
A lot of people think rolling down the window or screaming or whatever will help wake them up, but those short-term things don't do it. I mean, even if you're able to get like a 20-minute nap, that can definitely help. Obviously, you know, having a cup of coffee can help, but you know, those take, you know, taking a break and getting off the road and taking this thing seriously, because that's the big problem is people just don't think that, you know, it's such a huge issue when it really is.
Now, you need to be aware of what medicines you're taking, too.
Yes, absolutely. One of the things that we face nowadays, so many people are on so many different medications that they don't know that it can have a dramatic effect on how well they're able to stay alert and awake behind the wheel. One of the websites we have available is roadwiserx.com, and if you go there, you can put in what medications you take and find out if there's any complications with mixing those and what impact that they have on driving. So we'd recommend everybody go check that out.
Well, I guess some of my passengers would be glad to know that singing isn't necessarily going to keep me awake, because I try to do that, and that's not fun for them sometimes.
Yeah. Unfortunately, those little short-term remedies often don't have the desired effect we'd want them to, for sure.
We've been speaking with Matt Nasworthy. He's a safety consultant with the AAA. We'll have a link to the page where you can find out about the medications and if they'll make you sleepy on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.